Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Thomas Watson here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, right in the middle of downtown Salina, and looks like it's really a bustling this morning. There's just people running everywhere. We wish. We do have quite a few people in for the tourist season is really now in the swing of things, and we do have quite a few people coming in and out of town. And of course, downtown Salina is kind of turning into a little antique center here in the area, and people are finding out about it, and they are coming in, and we're getting some people from up on the lake coming down to visit with us. But that's another show for another day on how we're going to keep getting them come down here. But I've got you still call the road commissioner?
That's right. Highway commissioner.
Highway commissioner, Jason Browning here. And we're going to talk a little bit about how lucky it was to get elected last fall and then be swamped by one of the greatest snow seasons we've had in about 30 or 40 years.
Right.
And just relax and get into the warm days of summer, and the county decides to wash into the river. So we'll be talking about that a little bit here in a few minutes. But right now we'll take a few minutes before we get into the show today and do a short commercial break, and we'll be back. And I've got a couple of county notes here, activities going on, some things, and we'll talk about that in just a second. And then Jason and I are going to sit here for a while and just have a conversation about the condition of the roads in Clay County. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be by the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we are here on the corner at Salina at the historic Clay County Courthouse, coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial, and that dial should be set to 101.5 WVFB FM Kicks Country. Just live and direct here in Salina, Tennessee. I've got a couple of things here. Oh, I want to start off with an apology and about our phone-in line this past week. Apparently, sometime during the storms, we got a dirty line somewhere or other from a lightning strike or something. We had a few calls that made it in, and then after that, all we had on a number of the calls was just noise and static. So apparently some people tried to call in and couldn't get a clean line. And if you did that and hear your name today, give us a call back this coming week, and we'll make an exception this time because I have a malfunction in the equipment here, and we will enter all the names we received next week, even from the week before, into a drawing, and we might, like I said, we might even have to do something extra, but we do apologize for that. But with equipment here, and it doesn't get manned every day, we try to call in every couple of days, you know, to make sure it's working, but sometimes it may slip into not work. So if you were one of the people that called in and got all that noise on the answering machine, give us a call back at 243-5574. And let's see, we've got some activities going on. Looks like Teresa Wright left me a little flyer here this morning, or sometime during the week. A fun day at the park, Saturday, July the 25th, from 9 a.m. until 12 noon at the they're at the Hermitage Springs Bank. All pre-K through 8th grade students are inviting for a day of fun, games, snacks, free school supplies. Now, you must be present and participate in the games for free school supplies. Of course, I'm sure these will take part. You know, down there at the park, I guess you'll sign in there. And look like a good day to pick up some school supplies. School's going to be starting here in just a few weeks. It's upon us again. And this event is sponsored by the Hermitage Springs Park, the Cumberland River Hospital, and the Clay County Diabetes Coalition. And also, once again, I would like to mention the trainer session that the Clay County Diabetes Coalition is doing. That is, they train the trainer for a gentle yoga class. And this would be July. Has that already been? This is what day is today? Today's about the
16th.
So
right?
This is tomorrow, the 17th. Mm-hmm. I lose track of time sometimes, but that'd be tomorrow. And this is a free class from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Women's Building at the Clay County Recreation Park in Salina. And it will train participants on how to teach gentle yoga classes. And this is a gentle form of exercise that people that have any type of physical problem can do. It involves in a chair, standing, or even in a pool of water. And this is great for people with arthritis or, you know, other chronic conditions that prevents them from being as active as they once were. And anyone completing this course will receive a certificate from Marshall University allowing them to teach the class to others. And if you need more information, call 931-258-3563. And that takes care of that. Now, just coming up in the county, let's look and see what we've got coming up here before long. We've got homecoming days at the end of the month. Let's see. I guess next Saturday also here at the courthouse, if it's not raining or storming or anything, we'll have the Clay County Opry outside. And we've got a tremendous number of pickers that are showing up every week, and we need some folks here to listen to them. So been doing a great job with that. I know the last thing we got rained inside and had, I don't know, 12 or 15 pickers upstairs, and pickers and grinners and singers. And then also at the end of the month and the 1st of August, it's homecoming days on the square, and we'll try to get Murray Lloyd on here sometime before long, maybe like next week, since it'll be the week after that, get her on here to talk about that a little bit. So these are all things that are coming up here in the county in a few weeks. And now in just a few minutes, I'm going right now. Well, actually, right now, I'm going to let our guest introduce himself for a few minutes, and then after he gets through with that, we'll come back and get into the heart of what we're going to talk about today.
And all right, everybody, I'm Jason Browning, Clay County Road Superintendent. I was elected last August, took over 1st September, and the last 10 months, I'll have to say, has been tough. We've had ice, snow, flooding, a lot of wind. It's been really a tough go of it, but we're all going to get through it.
Okay, Jason, tell us a little bit of your background in the construction business.
I've been in heavy equipment ever since 1990. I was discharged out of the service, and I done a four-year hit there after high school, graduated in 1987, and got into heavy equipment. Of course, my grandfather, he was in that all his life, and he was highway superintendent for a while, and then Mr. Garrison took over, and it's been a good I don't know how you would say it, learning experience for the last 10 months, but I still enjoy it, and I'm really glad that I have a job.
Tell us about your family, Jason. I know you have children.
Yeah, me and my wife and I. My wife's name's Angie.
I believe y'all celebrated an anniversary here.
We did, July the 7th, yeah. We were married in 95, so that made us a 20-year hit share, and we got four children, Jared, Ashlyn, Owen, and Wyatt, and Jared just graduated back in May, and of course Ashlyn will graduate this year, but four wonderful children, and we couldn't think of anything being a different way.
Okay, all right, now that we've introduced you to folks, I guess we'll take a little short break here and get us in a commercial message, and then we'll be back, and we're going to talk about this past 10 months here in Clay County. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obi to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Just sitting here during the break, talking to Jason a little bit, I guess we're ready to talk about his day job here now. And as he said, he took over about 10 months ago, September, and here in Clay County for about, I don't know how many years, we'd had fairly mild winters, mm-hmm. and not a lot of problems, but
right.
Just so happened.
Just so happens, that's right. Luck would be on my side, I guess. we had the ice and the snow, and we done the best we could through that. Of course, it depleted the budget pretty good and took a lot of money to get through it, but we made it. Now we've got the flooding issue, and it's going to be a major deal, too.
Well, you just spoke the one word, budget, there.
Mm-hmm.
I know, unlike our school system, which looked like we're heading into a crisis on our school system, where we need to come up with just looks like a small amount of money,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to require a tax increase, and no one likes tax increases, but your budget is different from the other budgets in the county, isn't it, Jason?
That's right. A lot of people don't understand that, and I'm looking forward to this chance to tell people about this. All of the Clay County Highway Department's money comes from the state gas tax, and that is split 95 ways among 95 counties. Okay, that is 50% of it is split 95 ways. I'm sorry. Then a 25% of it is split by population. Of course, you know, Clay County is a fairly small populated county. And then the other 25% goes by the area of your county, or if you would, miles of road which you have in the county. And I was looking the other day on the chart that I got from the state, and we are number 6 out of 90. We are the 6th lowest on receiving the money. There are 6 that get a little less money, or 5 that get a little less money than we do. I'd say
that would be probably Van Buren and probably Pickett.
Moore County, Pickett County. You can pretty much look on the map and tell.
The smaller county.
Yeah. But we totally operate off of that. We get no Clay County money whatsoever. A lot of people, they would think that when they pay their property taxes or whatever, that part of that goes down there. But it doesn't. All our money comes from the state gas tax.
So you can't be accused of wasting county money.
That's exactly right. And, I like it that way. We operate the best we can with what we get. And that's the best that we can do.
And your budget is how much, Jason?
This year the budget is $1.6 million. Of course, the county, they look at that, and then it goes on to the state,
So you would file what your budget, which is your plan of attack.
Right.
What you'd like to do,
mm-hmm.
Here in the county. And I know you spoke a few minutes ago of miles of county highway, of miles of highway in the county.
Uh-huh.
Right off the top of your head, you know how many miles of highway we have in Clay County? I'm sure.
State road, there's somewhere 80, maybe just a little low. And then, of course, county road, around 400.
So you're responsible.
There is a few roads that are kept up by the county that are actually not on the map. There's several of those. Some people don't know a lot about them. They're just little pig paths here and there, but they are county maintained.
Well, I know I live on one of those.
Uh-huh.
It's probably a couple 300 yards.
Right.
As far as I know, it always had been.
That's
a county road.
And it takes money to keep that road up just like it does any other,
And I think, sometimes if you're playing on your computer or your cell phone and you go one of the mapping sites, blow it up real big sometimes and just look around Clay County, and I'd say basically the all the names on there are 911 names.
Right.
But most of if it's named, Jason, folks are responsible for it.
That's exactly right. Yes, if there's a name on that road, we're responsible for it. Yes.
And of course, it's your responsibility to keep that road where an ambulance can get to it.
Right.
To provide emergency
mm-hmm.
services if necessary. I know that's a big change over the years, isn't it?
It is. Yes. 911 board. It's just something that has to be done, and we do our best to maintain it.
The majority of the road, the county roads, are they now oil and chip or paved?
Yes, yes.
And that takes less maintenance.
It does, yeah.
Everyday maintenance,
right.
Every week, every month maintenance.
Right. My plans were to do, quite a bit of that this year, but since we've had the snow and ice, and now we've had the flood, I don't know how much of that we'll be able to do. But we're kind of, our state gas tax hasn't been raised since 1985. And if people can imagine the inflation since then, you know, it's pretty tough to hang on with what we get. But we do the best we can, and hopefully it was in the legislature this year. And it, of course, they tabled it, but it's coming up again this time. Maybe we can get a little gas tax raise.
You know, I know, I remember years ago, and I'm sure you do too, when you pulled up to a gas pump, there was a little sticker on there that said, it had the price per gallon of gasoline out there, and it actually showed how many cents of each gallon was going to state taxes. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, I can remember, 14 cents, and that's when gasoline was selling for maybe a little over a dollar a gallon, something
right.
like that. And so that same rate is in effect for the tax part of it, and the rest of it now is helping BP and,
right.
and not helping little counties like Clay
yeah,
County.
It's tough on rural counties. The closer you get to the metropolitans, you know, it seems like it's they get a lot more money, but the rural counties have a hard time, yeah.
I know it. How many, I guess another, how many employees do you have?
We have 20 full-time employees and 6 part-time employees right now.
Then you've got, that's the part-time, that's people like Hack.
That's people like Hack Bowles, yeah. Jimmy Russell, you know, the mowers, of course, Hack, he drives a truck. But most of them are mowers and a couple weed eaters, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, it's they're 6 seasonal workers. That's what I call them, seasonal.
Yeah. Well, I know yesterday I took a drive over toward Harlan's Crossroads, and Hack and Crawford, I believe, they were over there.
That had been Crabtree, yeah.
Crabtree, rather. And they were over there, and you know, that's something, you know, if you see that and you get to thinking about it, you know, this is out, like I said, going over to Harlan's Crossroad toward Kentucky through Clemensville, but they're over there now trying to clean out ditch lines.
Culverts, ditches.
Dig
yeah.
out culverts to keep mm-hmm. the roads from, you know, as long as the water goes under the road through a culvert, it's not bad.
That's it? Right. As long as it'll go, but this past couple weeks, I would say probably 75% of the tile in the county have been stopped up, and it's caused a lot of problems. We clean them out. We try our best to keep them cleaned out. But when it rains like that, there's just nothing that's going to stop it.
And that's basically, you just got to get out and walk up and down the road and find them.
That's it. Well,
I mean, you know where a lot of
yeah, most
are.
Of them we know where's at. Some you forget about every once in a while. But for the most part, yeah, we know where. And we know where the ones that cause the most problem. Yeah.
And like I said, they were over digging it out and getting where it would drain again. But, you know, you get to thinking, you know, of all the different places in the county where a tile has filled up, and getting on another problem, I'd say probably part of the big reason down at on the Arcot Road, we'll get a little bit more in depth on that in a minute, was that a tile filled up down there somewhere.
That was part of the problem when it rained so hard. It was a slide came off the hill and did cover the tile up, but...
Could I get you to put my dirt back up on there?
I wish I could, yeah.
But I can't move it back myself if I wanted to.
Yeah, I guess you could, yeah. But yeah, that road there for a long time. It's actually rolling toward the river, and I have talked multiple times with people, but
people should walk that road sometimes, shouldn't they?
Yeah, you driving on it,
you don't get the feel for it, do
right,
you? Like you do
yeah,
if you actually walk.
Yeah. If you would walk, you could tell more of the damage than what you can driving. Yeah,
I know. I walked down there the other day down to where I guess you put a new drain pipe under the road there where the little...
Actually, we got that one unstopped. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's take a little short break, and we're going to come back and continue this interesting conversation with Jason Browning, our highway superintendent here in Clay County. But right now, we need to, I guess, make a little bit of money for WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181. For Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Now that we've made it back here to the historic Clay County Courthouse, here on the square in Salina, Tennessee, in this semi-old building that was completed, I believe, in 1873, and it's still standing nice and strong and proud here in Clay County. And hopefully one of these days, if we ever get us about a $250,000 grant here on a non-matching basis, we'll bring the old lady back up to modern times and It'll do a little work on the brick and turn it into a performing arts center upstairs and have a rest stop down here, a center where we can put photographs on the wall showing the old industry here in Clay County, the riverboat days, logging industry we had years ago, and just turn this back into a gym once again. I mean, right now it's a gym waiting to be polished, and we are going to get it one of these days. Right now, let's take a few minutes, and we did get a few birthday and anniversary things in here before we lost our answering machine. Wanda Donaldson is celebrating a birthday this week. We want to wish Wanda a little shout out. I think she was celebrating her birthday, or maybe the day of her birthday. She took a little fall and had a little bit of an injury, but she's going to be okay. And then also this week, Kevin and Jane Donaldson are celebrating an anniversary, so we want to wish them a great week. Andrew Strong is celebrating a birthday this week. I know Andrew, he's a Hoosier. He lives up in Indiana, but he's got all kinds of folks here in Clay County, and one of them called in to wish him a happy birthday. And also Kendall Thompson and Andrew Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I think those are out in the Pine Hill area.
They are. They're the West End, yeah.
Out in the West End. Mm-hmm. So we've got those five folks that did make their names did make it in, and here in a little bit we'll draw one from those, and you will be the lucky winner of a birthday and anniversary club ice cream cake from the Salina DQ here in Salina. And you can go over by the Clay County Chamber and pick up a certificate sometime after the show today. And we do have some people out there that haven't picked theirs up yet, and you need to get out by there and pick it up. Miss Bray, if you haven't picked yours up yet, you did win one a couple of weeks ago. So just remind you that you need to go out by there and pick them up. And also that the number to call is 243-5574. And normally, like I said, our answering machine works pretty good now. We worked the bugs out of it, but I guess with all the thunder and lightning carrying on we had here, we may have got a little bit of noise or a dirty phone line for a little while, but it cleared up after a while. But we'll, if you call in next week for one you missed this week, we'll take care of that. Let's see now. Let's get Jason. We were kind of talking a little bit about the Arcot Road. You know, I've looked at some of the stuff in the local papers where you said that, you know, just looking at it, you know, we were looking at maybe from $1 million to $2 million to repair that road down there.
Well, that the $2 million was actually countywide, just what we kind of guesstimated. But as far as the Arcot Road, you know, of course I'm not an engineer, but I see a couple ways that it could be fixed, but I don't see no cheap way. He'd have to have some drilling done to go back under that road and tie into that bluff to ever get anything to hold there. Because, I mean, you could dump a whole rock quarry in there and it'd just go in the river, you know. But it's not going to be a cheap fix. And you know, I have no time frame on it. I don't know what to say about it.
Is there any way that, I know I saw a thing maybe or heard something that, and we didn't have enough damage to be declared a disaster.
Well, what it is, I think the state threshold for FEMA or TEMA is like $8.5 million, okay, to meet the threshold. But the only damage across the state was to us and Macon County is what they're saying. So, you know, ours is $2 million. They're $800 to $1 million over in Macon County. You know, that's a long way from being 8.5. So, and I was on a conference call with May Beavers and Kelly Keeson the other day and a few FEMA and TEMA members. And it's a shame that it's set up like that a rural county, we've got all this damage, but we can't get any help.
You know, we've got damage more than our entire annual budget.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I'm working with NRCS on some of it. Those guys are going to try to help on some of these slides, like into the river, such as Arcot. But now, that's such a big job over there, they're not sure that they're going to be able to help us for sure, you know, there.
I guess during all this, you probably found out how many families live in that area, didn't you?
I did, yeah. There's several. But, you know, for the most, everybody's been understanding. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, we can't do anything about Mother Nature.
No.
She does what she wants to, and she throws at us what she wants to.
And, you know, that, like I said, this these are happenings. I know the flash flood there. You know, I live up on the hillside, and luckily, so far, my hill is drained away from me. I don't have water there. But around the hillside from me, there was a cave that used to fill up with water. And I think that cave filled up and stopped up this time because there was a little tree slide or two that came. I know down below where I live was one of the places where there was quite a bit of slide that filled the road. And I think the big cave, I think, either got stopped up or filled up, and it washed over the hillside, which caused, I think, apparently there's a great big cavern up there that used to catch a lot of water, and then it would drain off slowly.
Evidently so, yeah. There's a drain that comes down about halfway down the bluff there where the tile goes under the road. And I never seen as much water come over one little old spot. I mean, it's still flowing right now. You know, you think it'd run down, but it's still going.
Right. The wet weather springs are still, and there's a number of so-called wet weather springs all down that road.
That's right. Yeah, there's several. And when that, about everything that's sitting there on that hill is just sitting on solid rock. And then you'll have, of course, you'll have a layer of dirt and then your trees and stuff. And when all that gets so saturated, it just gets so heavy, it scoots off that rock, and that's where you get your slides.
And that the rock course is, I guess the days when that was built, the rock, it wasn't even went down and leveled off. They just basically went with the slope of the rock. And
yeah, they pretty much just built a flat place. They didn't do much ditching or anything like that. And, you know, of course, back in, that's how they done it.
Well, you know, speaking of back then, I was thinking about, we was looking at this, and I used to remember when years ago when we talked about maintaining the county roads, used to every spring, I got a little job in Clay County.
Yeah.
Each community had a little foreman, and they would put together a little crew, and you'd bring your own chopping axe.
That's right.
And we'd go down the New Hope Road, and we'd clear the right of way.
That's right. Yeah. I've heard people talk about that. Of course, that was before my time, but people has mentioned that to me, and of course, you know, we're not allowed to hire anybody under 18 anymore. That'd be right down my alley to help some of these young boys, you know, during the summer or whatever.
You know, it would be a neat thing, but like I said, you know, there was community pride in the roads that they were there. Of course, they were dirt roads then, and they did grow up over a year's time, or a couple of years. We didn't do it every year, I don't think. Maybe every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
We would go down those roads, and basically, you'd, like I said, bring your own axe. And
right.
Usually the foreman had a file. And,
that's right. I've heard a lot of them talk about it. They had a really good time, seemed like. Yeah.
And some pretty hard work in that.
Yeah, they said it was hard work.
There were some slave drivers that formed. That was a big deal. You know, here you were, I guess, 14, 15 years old, and you got a paycheck from Clay County.
Yes,
I
mean, that made you feel good, I'd imagine.
It gave you some pride in who you were and that, you know, you were doing something.
Right.
But like I said, you know, those days are long over with. I know we also remember, you know, at one time you would look up and there would be 5 or 6 graders going up the road, and then they'd all take off in different directions on those dirt roads. And with the oil and chip and the pavement, and, you know, that's not a big, big problem anymore. But we still got to have the graders sometimes to clean the ice.
Yeah, we still keep our graders, and we do still have, you know, several miles of gravel road spread out throughout the county. There's not, of course, near as much as they used to be, but yeah, we still keep our graders for times like this, the flooding. We grade the gravel out of the road, the asphalt roads, whatever, and pull the ditches with them, and of course, the snow and ice, you know, we keep them for that.
Of course, the snow and ice damage is residual, isn't it, Jason?
I mean, right.
Every crack in the road, when it gets the ice down in it, it's bigger, and
anywhere there's a crack and that water gets under it, it's going to cause damage when it freezes back. Yeah.
Okay, another thing about the state highway, I know, I guess a new process has been used here to a new top coating for the, 15, 17-mile stretch out toward Moss.
Yeah. They call that a micro. What it is, it's oil and water emulsion with a little aggregate, and, not much bigger than a pencil eraser. And they mix all that together and put it. It actually has some cement in with it. And it's, they say it's half price of what the pot mix is. And it's supposed to last 6 to 7 years. Of course, my thinking is a couple bad winters. Any time you put salt on a road, if you put a whole lot of salt, it causes damage.
And you seem like, you know, if salt and water.
That's right.
I mean,
Hey,
let's take a little short break, and we'll come back just in a minute, and we'll wrap up with Jason. I think we've got Dr. Doug Young, who's going to come in and talk a few minutes. But hang around just another second or two, Jason, and we'll wind up, and we'll bring someone else in.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
SSS.gov presents good advice from Dad.
Do that.
Dad's advice is usually pretty simple.
Don't do that.
Here's Dad on important topics like asking out that girl you like.
Do that.
On asking out her sister.
Don't do that.
Now here's Dad on going to SSS.gov and registering with Selective Service when a young man turns 18.
Do that.
See? Dad knows it's the law and that registering will preserve your eligibility for college loans and government jobs. Go to SSS.gov today and register.
Do that.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574. Speak clearly. leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I'm in almost every school bus in classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. This is Thomas Watson. I'm still sitting here. Jason's still here with me. We've got a couple more things we want to talk about just for a second before we bring our next guest in. And that is we had an EF0 tornado that touched down out in the Pea Ridge Ashlock area. And I think, you know, sounds a little bit different. Usually our tornadoes seem like they come from a different direction. And this one did touch down. And Jason, I think you all were involved with some emergency work out there.
Yeah, we were. We headed up there as soon as it got feasible to go that night, and we stayed till 11:30 where we could get in, everybody in and out. Of course, the fire departments and the EMA, everybody was there helping too, and we all worked together and got everybody where they could manage getting in and out.
Okay, I looked at the EF0 hurricane. If we have a hurricane here, we are in trouble. Tornado. It says the winds are from about 40 to 75 miles an hour. Sometimes when you're going down the road at 75 miles an hour, stick your hand out the window.
Right.
And you'll see the kind of force. And with all the rain that we've had, of course, tree roots were soft.
All that rain softened the ground. It doesn't take a lot of wind to blow up a tree right now.
And I think maybe we had a couple of houses damaged.
Did some boat storage. There at Dorothy Wells, I believe it is. Had quite a bit of damage right there.
But we were much luckier than Pickett and Putnam, looks like.
Yeah, we were.
And we're a whole lot luckier than parts of Kentucky. I think there's still maybe three or four people that are missing up there from floods and slides and things. So, once again, we've been blessed with, we did have just a little touch of it, but we didn't have any loss of life and a minimum loss of property here in Clay County.
That's the main thing through all of it. We've had nobody get hurt, even the ice and snow and the flooding and the tornadoes, we've all been really lucky.
And and once again, Jason, I thank you very much because it's been through the hard work of you and your highway department that our roads remain open and get open as soon as possible. And you take care of all of us in the county, and we really appreciate the job you're doing.
I appreciate everybody, and I'd like to say to my crew, if any of them's listening, I know they're out there working, but I appreciate all of them. I know they do the best they can, and I feel like I've got a really good crew.
Because you kept a lot of the old blood and brought enough new to reinvigorate everybody.
And yeah, we've got a few new, and we, people are getting older, and sometimes people retire, and we'll have some more new,
Jason, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And
glad to be here.
And we'll invite you back any time you want to come back and get some hot news when you get maybe a $2 million grant rebuild that highway down through there. But like I said, it's been a pleasure having you here, and we'll holler at you later.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll get our next guest in here just in a minute, and we'll change horses here just a little bit. But let's take another little short break, and we'll work us in another commercial or two here because we do have to have a little bit of money to keep this show on the road. But right now, let's take a little short break.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Celina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Celina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Celina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
The Celina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obi to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Celina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
Welcome back, everyone. But before we go any further, let's take care of our birthday and anniversary cake. I've been doing this with our guests the last few weeks. Give me a number between 1 and 5, and don't say 6 like Kathy did the last one time. 2. All right, that would be Kevin and Jane Donaldson,
who are
celebrating an anniversary. I believe, I forgot how many years that he said he'd been putting up with Jane. I better back up on that. I might have to. But very happily married couple here in Clay County, Kevin and Jane Donaldson. You are the winners today of the birthday and anniversary club. And I think Jane also is maybe getting ready to retire this year from the school system. So I guess congratulations. We'll offer her on that also. Dr. Young just kind of grinned because he thought I was going to say something bad. Kevin, Jane, just drop by over at the Clay County Chamber and pick up your cake. And we were talking just a minute ago, Doug Young, Dr. Young is sitting here, Doug. And I have a thing here about, you know, about our tornado that hit out in the Ashlock area. And like I said, it was an EF0. And, you know, there's a whole list of EF numbers, and I think they go from like 0 to 12. But I think the highest that's ever been recorded is 11. An EF 11, and I think that was like nearly 500 or 600 miles an hour wind. Like I said, the 0 is the maximum. Like if it gets up 40 miles an hour, it qualifies for an EF 0, and if it gets to about 80 miles an hour, it makes it a 1, and then up to about a little over 100, 112, 113 miles an hour, up to 157 is a 3, and then a 4 starts at 210. And then a 5 at 262. We're talking about a mid-range tornado. But also I looked and saw that like maybe 1% of the actual tornadoes do cause violent damage. So, you know, it's a very, very low percentage of these funnel clouds that actually develop up in the atmosphere and drop down. But, you know, we've been lucky here in Clay County for a number of years. We've had some tornadoes to come up the river and hang a right and go toward Birdstown. We've had some to go across the lake and damage, some of the boat docks a little bit. But we've been lucky. We've never had a tornado to drop down in a subdivision here in Clay County like they've had in the Midwest and Oklahoma, areas like that. And, you know, and we are in Tornado Alley here, but we've been lucky so far that our little alley of that hadn't been really hit by the damages.
I've had the opportunity to go through some areas where a tornado had recently hit, and it's just unbelievable when you see the damage that can be done by tornado, and the lack of damage. You can have a house that's just demolished, and right beside it another house where not even a shingle has been blown off the roof. It's just an amazing thing.
I don't know. I heard what Jason said about the fact that we couldn't be declared a disaster area because we didn't have enough damage. And he said, and I think most anyone in a small rural area would agree that, you know, an $8 million baseline before you're eligible, or in a county like, $8 million in Clay County would just about wipe the county out, I guess.
Well, I live down the Arcot Road, and that It sure was an inconvenience to have to drive all the way around, but I can't say enough good things about the County Highway Department. They got in there and worked hard, and the emergency workers. Everybody at a time of an emergency in this county just really get out there and they do their thing.
I know I spoke to Natalie, and I think she's having to do shift duty this week, or she was going to come on and talk a little bit about the storms, and I think maybe she's graciously accepted my invitation for next week, and we'll have a rundown on maybe we might even have some news maybe that maybe a waiver of some kind has been worked out. I know they're working with our representatives try to come up with something, because you know when you've got a budget of $1.6 million and you've got $2 million worth of road damage in the county, you know it seems there needs to be some assistance somewhere or another that can help take care of that. And as you said, there are a number of people that live down there, and that road is still not extremely safe, but you know I think it's deemed safe enough. I mean, I wouldn't want to ride in a big heavily loaded semi truck down this thing right now.
Jason may have mentioned this. He's monitoring that thing three times a day, and I kind of tiptoe across it.
I mean, it's kind of scary. And like I said, if you walk down through there and you look over the edge of that guardrail, there's not a whole lot between you and the river there in a few places. And most of us don't have floaties on our cars where we float on down the river. Well, Dr. Young, have you got some official business we can talk about?
Well, yeah, we've got some things going on here. Right now, you may see some work in the next little bit on the downtown buildings. We've been able to secure another grant for that. Several years ago, we got a $15,000 grant, and that paid part of the cost for people who own these downtown buildings to do some work on it.
Did that take care of the painting that's going on down here?
The Ogletree boys have bought that real eyesore at the four-way stop, and the grant's able to participate with them by paying for half of the cost of redoing that. And if there's any other folks who own a building downtown that would like to do this, the round that's open right now is if you come up with a project from $1,000 to $10,000, we can work with you on that to get half of that paid for. There's certain restrictions, and we'd be happy to sit down with you and go over those. Sarah Birch and Greg have been working very hard on this. Greg has just had some surgery. He's back home and doing well, and I think he'll be back in the trenches here before long. But we're chasing another grant right now, and it's $100,000 with only a 25% match. And there are just going to be five of those in the whole state of Tennessee, so it looks like we might not stand much of a chance. But in this $25,000 grant, there were just 10 of those statewide. So it ended up being a pretty good deal. And we might not get it on the first round, but if we just hang in there, we might end up with $100,000.
Persistence is in grant writing. I mean, I know sometimes it has to be very, very frustrating when you submit grants and they get turned down because you maybe put a period in the wrong place or something or other.
Well,
but
I can't say enough good things about these folks who own buildings downtown. In the last few years, they've made a big difference. Now, I have a lot of people tell me, oh, look, downtown Salina's so ugly. Yeah, we've had some ugly buildings, but we're plugging away at them, and now the Ogletree boys are helping us with that one, and so that'll help a whole bunch. But if you stand here on the Courthouse Square, Thomas, and you look to the north, those buildings look pretty good. You look to the west, those buildings look pretty good. You look to the south, and you look to the east. Our buildings around this square now, every one of them have had some improvement on them in the last few years.
And they have looked like they have managed, they're going to be able to save the facade of those old buildings there in front, which is a tremendous asset.
Yes.
To have that in place after all these years.
And it might be interesting to get one of those guys on the program here one day to find out what their intentions are. I think they're looking at maybe apartments upstairs, but shops downstairs. And we can go back in time. You like to reminisce a little. My dad had a barber shop in there one time. There's been several restaurants in that block. Freeman had his repair shop, Freeman Swan, and we had a flower shop in there, and just had a bunch of things. there, and they say we don't have any parking. We had parking back then somewhere.
Seemed like Max Hosey had a place in there one time, a radio repair place.
I think he maybe did after Freeman moved out. But our square was a hustling, busting place, and I don't think we'll ever get that back, but we can make it look a whole lot better and be more welcoming to tourists and other people who might want to come downtown and shop.
Looks like, we're getting our niche in the antique, primitive merchandise, and, that may be our niche here downtown, because we probably won't ever be selling Levi's and Washington D.C. blue jeans over on the corner anymore. But
well, I had a store here in 1970, and found out an outfit had come to Cookville called Big K, and I went over to see what they were about. And I could buy Hanes underwear cheaper from them than I could buy them wholesale. And I saw right then it's time to get out of the clothing business. But the antique business has come to town. That's one of the few businesses I know that the more competition you have, the better off you are.
Right. The more things they've got, when antiquers come by, they want to see what they can find in a lot of different places. And they go scratch and dig and look. They will find something. That's not my telephone. That's Doug's telephone. I turn mine off.
I forgot.
Man, our train just got derailed. But our buildings around here, and we have the antique, we have some good food places, and I know all the way up to Kathy's shop at the end of the street down through there, there's things going on. We got getting a new roof on the bank, and now the two buildings there beside each other are going to match pretty good, looks like, and got the metal roof on the Ogletree building, Things are looking up, and, like I said, hopefully one of these days we'll get some money to polish this gym a little bit. It needs polishing a little bit.
Yes, it does.
I know we've kind of bantered around a little bit about trying to go back to the transportation department and maybe come up with some way to tie it to a transportation project, maybe do some remodeling downstairs, and then I don't know how we'll ever get enough money to build our theater upstairs, but somewhere along the line, it's going to fall in place if we keep looking long enough.
Let's mention that, Thomas. We got just a minute here. The old theater, we used to have a theater in town. That theater building is still here. A lot of the towns that I've had the opportunity to visit in this downtown program have redone their old theaters. Well, I think Mary Terry, owns that building, and she might be willing to sell it to somebody or that would be willing to go in there and get that thing back up and running again.
Do you remember live performances in that theater?
I do. I remember Roy Acuff being here when I was a kid.
I also remember that Flat and Scruggs christened the new auditorium at the high school when I was in high school. I guess you were still in high school then, too.
Yeah.
We've got about a minute left. I don't know. Any bits of wisdom you can impart in about a minute here that we can...
Well, we've got the business appreciation lunch, and we've not had one of these in a couple of years, and so we're going to try to get all the business people to come together and have an evening and talk about some things that we might be able to do in the future. You might have Ray down to talk about that at some point in time. And there's just some exciting things, I think, on the horizon for Clay County.
Can I ask a real quick question?
Sure.
I'm sure a lot of people want to know. What about the biological outfit?
They've had some problems with being able to get it finished up, but they ought to be through with it soon and be in operation.
Okay. I know a number of people have been, wondering about that, because we did have a little announcement back earlier that they were going to try to be doing some things along about this time.
I've been in that building. It's amazing what they've done on the inside.
So EPA is going to be happy with them. And
yes.
So it'll probably be as EPA secure and safe maybe as a paint and body shop has to be now.
Yes.
Well, once again, it looked like, according to the old clock on the wall, we're about to run out of time. And what was it, Tennessee Ernie Ford, you say, bless your little pea-picking heart, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. Same time, same channel next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.